Python-esque by Roy Smiles.
Morning, John.
I'm sorry, have we met?
It's Graham.
No, still doesn't ring any bells.
Your writing partner?
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought he'd been kidnapped by aliens and subjected to a probe. Snatched by yetis and taken to an undisclosed cave in the Himalayas to be used as a sex toy. Made to walk the plank by deranged pirates with hygiene issues and no respect for maritime law. What other reason would there be for him not turning up for all this time?
You seem rather annoyed.
Annoyed? I've been waiting to write with you for days. The new series starts filming on Monday. People are depending on us to come up with the goods. Reputations, nay, lives, hang on it. But you roll in here wearing a pink chiffon scarf and expect to take up where you left off. Can you give me one single reason why I shouldn't ram that pipe where the sun doesn't shine?
I met Keith.
Keith?
Moon. He invited me to a party.
For a whole week?
It was in Sardinia. Ollie came.
Well, who the hell is Ollie?
Reed. And before you knew it, a week had flown by. A punch-up with the Australian Navy, an unfortunate goosing of the British consul's wife, a reenactment of the film Zorba the Greek, and here I am, fresh as a daisy and ready for work.
I think I'm going to cry.
Norwegian blue.
What?
In the parrot sketch. You should call it a Norwegian blue.
Brilliant.
Time for the tedious opening monologue.